1500 years ago, great church father, St. Ambrose of Milan, wrote a commentary on the Gospel of St. Luke, and he talks about the gospel passage that we heard just a few moments ago. And St. Ambrose has this to say: when the angel revealed his message to the Virgin Mary, he gave her a sign to win her trust. He told her of the motherhood of Elizabeth, an old and barren woman, to show that God is able to do all that he wills. And he can. If God wills something, he brings it into being. God has also given us a free will to bring into being those things that we should be doing in response to God's love for us. If God is holy, and we are created in his image and likeness, we must be holy. If God is good, we too should be good. If God is all-knowing, then we too should be filled with wisdom and knowledge to bring about what is good. When Mary hears the words of the angel, she then sets out for the hill country of Judah. She goes out of love for her cousin Elizabeth, who likewise is bearing a child. She becomes the mother of John the Baptist, as Mary is the mother of Jesus. Mary does not disbelieve God's word. She has no uncertainty over the message, nor does she have any doubt about that sign. Instead, out of love, she goes eagerly with a firm purpose, dutiful in her conscience and hastening for joy. Out of love, we are also to do things with a firm purpose, to know why we were created. Created by God, for God, by love, for love, to be good and to do good. That's our purpose. We should be dutiful in our conscience, doing all things, as St. Paul says, out of love for Christ and our love for one another, hastening to do these things for joy. Also hastening to do these things for what lies ahead, our eternal salvation, to do today what is going to profit us for eternity, finding our union with God here, that we may have union with God everlasting. St. Ambrose continues, filled with God, where would she hasten except to the heights? Same with us, always aspiring toward heaven. Quickly, too, the blessings of her coming and the Lord's presence are made clear. As soon as Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child in her womb leapt for joy, and she was filled with the Holy Spirit. St. Paul says, now is the hour of salvation. You and I have been given a share in that very same Holy Spirit. Through baptism, through confirmation, we're filled with the Spirit's presence and the sacraments. We're filled with the presence of Christ himself in the Holy Eucharist. Question is, can we bring that same joy to the world that Mary did as she brought the infant Christ to Elizabeth in her womb, hidden, as we do in our hearts and our minds and souls, Christ hidden within us, that we can make him present in ourselves, what we think, what we say, what we do, to make the world a more joyful place. Notice, St. Ambrose says, the contrast in the choice of words. Elizabeth is the first to hear Mary's voice, but John is the first to be aware of grace, the grace that is present in his Savior in the womb of Mary. Elizabeth hears with the ears of the body, but he, John, leaps for joy at the meaning of this great mystery. She is aware of Mary's presence, but he is aware of the Lord's. A woman aware of the woman's presence, the forerunner aware of the pledge of our salvation. The women speak of the grace that each has received, while the children are active in secret, unfolding the mystery of love with the help of their mothers who prophesy by the spirit of their sons. The child leaps in the womb. The mother is filled with the Holy Spirit, but not before her son. Once the son's been filled with the Spirit, he fills his mother with the same Spirit, and the same with us. When we become filled with the Spirit of Christ, then we bring that same Spirit to others as well. If we're filled with the Spirit of the world and of sadness and depression, then of course we give that to the world as well. John leaps for joy, and the Spirit of Mary rejoices in her turn. When John leaps for joy, then Elizabeth becomes filled with the Spirit, and we know that though Mary's Spirit rejoices, she does not need to be filled with that Spirit. Her son, who is beyond our understanding, is active in his mother in a way that is beyond our understanding. Elizabeth is filled with the Holy Spirit after conceiving John, but Mary, filled with the Holy Spirit before conceiving the Lord. And Elizabeth says to her, "Blessed are you because you have believed." And those words apply to you and to me, dear brothers and sisters. Blessed are you who have believed. Why are you here today? Why are you going to be here for Christmas? Because you believe. You believe in the God who has created you. You believe in the Son of God who has redeemed you. You believe in the Holy Spirit who enlivens you. Blessed are you because you have believed. You believe that you have a purpose in this world to be another Christ. You believe that you are destined for eternal life with your Savior forever. Blessed are you because you have believed. You believe that even though we are born in sin, we've been forgiven of that sin and given a new life, and that through that new life, we have eternal life. Blessed are you because you have believed. You are blessed because you have heard and because you have believed. A soul that believes both conceives and brings forth the word of God and acknowledges his works. We have heard the word of God, we received the word made flesh, and we're to acknowledge God in everything that we do and everything that we are. Everything about us, speaking of nothing else but Christ who lives in us and is born through us, just as he was born through Mary. And thus we see Mary as the model of all Christianity. That like Mary, we are the Lord's servants to do only what is God's will. Therefore, as St. Ambrose continues, let Mary's soul be in each and every one of you to proclaim the greatness of the Lord. Let her spirit be in each one of us to rejoice in the Lord. Christ has only one mother in the flesh, but all of us bring forth Christ in faith. Every soul receives the word of God if we keep ourselves chaste, that is, free from sin, if we remain pure and free from sin, our modesty undefiled, to keep our ways of thinking, our desires, free from the influence of the world that is separated from Christ, but to always seek Christ in every person, every situation, everything, to remain pure in our intentions, to want only to love and to serve God, and to be modest and humble as Mary was. The soul that succeeds in this proclaims the greatness of the Lord, just as Mary's soul magnified the Lord and her spirit rejoiced in God, her Savior. In the Psalms we read, "Glorify the Lord with me, magnify the Lord with me." The Lord is indeed magnified, not because the human voice adds anything to God, but because God himself becomes magnified within each and every one of us. Christ Jesus is the image of God. And if the soul of each and every one of us, does what is right and does what is holy, then we too magnify the image of God in us, in whose likeness you and I have been created. And in magnifying the image of God, the soul has a share in his greatness, and we become exalted as God is exalted. May our souls forever proclaim the greatness of the Lord, for we are indeed happy, we have believed, that the Lord's promises will be accomplished in each one of us.
while shepherding the church, that in the power of Jesus they may stand firm and shepherd his flock in the majestic name of God. Let us pray to the Lord. That God may give new life to the nations, that they may call upon his name, and he may rouse his power to save them from all evil. Let us pray to the Lord. That the blessing of those who believe may be ours as it was Mary's, and that we may join her in bringing blessing to all those whom we encounter and serve. Let us pray to the Lord. For all who suffer and who are losing hope, that the expectant virgin may visit each one, stirring up in them the gift of the Holy Spirit. Let us pray to the Lord. For our faithful departed ones, that the new covenant consecrated in the body of Jesus Christ may open for them the joys of his heavenly kingdom. Let us pray to the Lord. Let us pause now and present our personal petitions to Jesus in the silence of our heart. Let us pray to the Lord.